This podcast was recorded on the lands of the Boon Wurrung people of the Kulin Nation, the land on which we're lucky enough to raise our sons and daughters. Always was and always will be Aboriginal land. Welcome to Tits and Tricks. I am going to chat to you about how to parent when one parent is away / travel / is home late. Kind of feel like they're all in the same bucket. These hacks will save your sanity. May not be the healthiest option, but we're just gonna get into it. So let's start from morning to night. Chronological order. The night before, leave all of your kids' clothes out for the following day, including your own clothes too, I should say, just to make that getting ready part of your morning as seamless as possible. If you have a child like mine that likes to wear dresses that have sequins all over them or highly inappropriate outfits for kinder or daycare, whatever, if they want to wear their pajamas, now's the time just to let it go and to roll with it. If they want to wear a dress, if you know they're going to want to wear something wild the next day, leave it out. Just do it. The people at daycare, the educators at kinder, they're going to understand. Next step in the morning. If you have a child that is still in a cot, so that's unable to get out of a bed, in the morning, I want you to go into their room. They'll be mumbling or talking away. Say, good morning. And I want you to get a bunch of toys and dump it in their cot. And you're going to say, mummy's just going to have a shower. Or daddy's just going to have a shower, whichever solo parent you are. Then you're going to go into the shower and you're going to get ready. In the interim, if you have an older child as well, so I'm assuming you're in a similar situation to me, obviously, because I'm talking from my own experience. So I've got a 3.5-year-old, nearly 4-year-old, and an 18-month-old. So if you've got an older sibling, you're going to turn that TV on and they're going to sit in the couch while you have your shower. If your child is somewhat like mine and is like, mom, I want to come in too, just let them. Just let it be. Let them come in. And perhaps you could even leave them linger in the shower a little longer so that you can do makeup, do your hair, whatever it is that you've got to get done. Next, we're going to put them in their clothes that they were in the night before. TV's still on. They're having a ball. We're going to give them breakfast. Breakfast is going to be basic. We're talking about cereal, toast, yogurt, banana. We're not doing the whole omelette, eggs, pancakes. No, that's not for today. Next, if you're dropping them to kinder, you can get in the car. One clever hack that I was told by someone, and look, I'm not a coffee snob, so maybe I'm not the right person to be talking about it, but one thing I do know is that in a lot of suburbs, there's a McDonald's. I'm not saying go get the hotcakes from McDonald's, even though they're bloody unbelievable. I'm saying get into your car, go through drive-through and grab your kids a baby chino if you're just looking to take time or if your kids are going a bit crazy that morning. It's also a good incentive to be like, come on, guys, we're going to get in the car. We're going to have a nice baby chino. The great thing with a baby chino is you can't really make too much mess in the car because it's mostly froth. So it's quite difficult to really smear it everywhere. They're about $1 from McDonald's. So you're at $2 for the morning. You've dropped your kids off. You've got the day to yourself, whether it's working, whether you're working from home, whatever that might be. If you have your children during the day, one big hack from me is that your outings need to be contained. They can't be in a space where your children are going AWOL, running amok, where you can't really see them because you're probably already on high alert from having to do everything by yourself. My advice would be head to the library, go to a park that's enclosed, or call a girlfriend, see if you can go to their house, if they can come to your house. Anything that's kind of in one space, it's going to reduce those anxiety levels for you during the day. Next thing is if your parents are available, nothing better than going to a family member's house when you're solo parenting, just to really have that cup of tea, let them run amok in somebody else's house and then do a quick tidy up and get out of there. When it comes to dinner, this is what I find the most difficult part of the day. I don't know if it's just me or if it's at like 5 till 7 p.m. chaos. Like normally your kids are tired, they're feral, they've just had enough and you probably have too, to be honest. Easy options for dinner include toast, sandwiches. If you want to be a bit fancy, you could add baked beans to that with a bit of cheese. Eggs, again, fancy version would be an omelette. So ham and cheese does the trick. Avocado mash. Avos are really cheap at the moment. I think they're about $1.50. Probably need two. It's a $3 dinner. Grab some corn chips. There you go. Maybe not the most nutritious, but if they've been at daycare all day, they're loading up on food. yogurt and banana. Dino nuggets are an absolute godsend in our household when Ryan goes away. Kids eat them at least once a week. Love them. The other thing that we do quite frequently is we do grilled on a Monday. So it's meat-free Monday, which I like personally. It's two for one. So the likelihood is if you've got kids under the age of about six, they'll usually share a burger. So that's looking at around $12.50 for the meal. Another option is go to the pub. I know it sounds really daunting, but usually pubs have a kid-free option or a kids eat for X amount, which is pretty cheap during the week from four till six, which is the perfect time for you to go load up your children with whatever they can eat, get them to run around and then go home. May seem about a bit counterintuitive, but invite your friends over for dinner or head to their house. So many times when Rye has been away and I felt really overwhelmed, even if my kids are in my house making a mess, if I've got somebody else with me, it feels like we're parenting together and it really just eases the load. So I couldn't recommend that more highly. When it comes to bath time, put your kids in the bath, put some toys in, grab some cheap bath bombs. You don't have to go to Lush. They don't have to be fancy. You can grab some Kmart ones. Usually takes up a bit more time. Also, you can talk about how the bath is magic because usually it changes color, how we have to sit in it for 5 minutes to really absorb the magic. There's all sorts of like different narratives that you can craft around that. Then you've got the actual wind down bedtime routine. I find that when it's just me, my children tend to not want to go to bed. That's the easiest way to say it. So I'll read one book, and I need another book, you know, blah, blah. So I've actually found the easiest option is to put on a timer. I know this sounds psychotic, but the great thing about it is you can put on a timer for 10 minutes and say, okay, we're going to read a couple of books in this 10-minute time frame tonight. Let's set the timer together and let's wait till it goes off. And then that's the indication. Okay, we've read your books now. We've had the timer. It's time to go to bed. Love you. See you in the morning. One other thing I would suggest, if you have parents available, ask them to come around for one night or go to their house. Even better if you can go to their house, to be honest. And when it comes to making lunchboxes for the next morning, chop up all your veggies, your fruit, your muesli bars, whatever it is that you want to include in them. I actually find it way easier in the morning instead of making a sandwich. I'm not one of those people that can make sandwiches the night before. I feel like they go a bit sog. I find it way easier to use rice cakes and in the morning just put butter, cheese and Vegemite, shove them straight in a lunchbox. Kids love them and they're so much quicker. I don't know if it's because you don't have to cut them or like do the crust thing, but those are a couple of hacks that I find the easiest. I hope they help. And even if they don't, just pour yourself a glass of wine at the end of the night and try and enjoy yourself. Those are a couple of the hacks that I find easy. My key suggestion would be if you're by yourself, don't feel this additional pressure to have to do the work of two people. It's just you. Keep it simple. Keep it basic. This might be a couple of days. It might be a week. It might be a couple of weeks where your kids maybe aren't eating the best or aren't doing all the activities, but I can guarantee you 2 weeks out of 52 in a year, they're going to be just fine. So go easy on yourself.